Genealogy has long been a popular pursuit, and for decades, family research happened almost exclusively at the local library. Now some new avenues are popping up: online services, DNA services, and a lot more. And with them comes a new wave of interest in family histories. Here to talk about that are Tim Gleisner, the Special Collections Manager at the Library of Michigan, and Chris Ripsinski, Senior Archivist at the Archives of Michigan. They kick off our new monthly segment looking at the treasures you can find in libraries across the state. So here's a question for you guys. I was doing some research a couple of decades ago on a project that took me to a lot of local libraries, and the people researching their genealogy were generally retired senior citizens. Is that still the case, or are there younger people pursuing their family history with this new wave of interest?
I mean, I would say that, yes, there are many senior citizens out there, but the thing that I find, there is a growing interest, especially among the millennial generation. There is a growing interest in genealogy and just local history in general, really discovering their roots. And what's even more amazing, just discovering their community's roots, really looking at the story and, again, how their families fit within the overall community story. And so I know in Grand Rapids, it was a huge thing. In Detroit, it's a huge thing, especially with the inward migration of the younger generations coming back into these cities, wanting to know what the city was like, but also what their ancestors were doing in those places at that time and what the place might have felt or looked like. So yes, there is a growing interest, especially amongst the millennial generation.
I would agree with that, too, because you have with the instant access for online resources and things that either websites like Seeking Michigan or at local public library websites and the amazing content they're able to put online at their sites, users and millennials and folks of all age groups can find easily those stories for their community and for their ancestors.
Online resources might be what's sparking this new wave of interest in genealogy, but I know libraries still have a lot else to offer. What kind of resources does the Library of Michigan or archives, or for that matter, local libraries, have that would help people in researching genealogy?
I mean, I guess for the Library of Michigan, the first pot I would look at is the newspaper collection. The newspaper collection is one of the most comprehensive of newspapers around the state of Michigan. Virtually every county, we have a newspaper here on file. And accessible to anybody who wants to come in.
As far as the Archives of Michigan, primarily what we emphasize are the primary source documents from the state of Michigan. So these would be original records, things like tax records, things like naturalization records. These are those original records that were filed with the county or filed with the state, those primary documents that serve as the foundation and backbone to family history research. You also complement that with the Abrams Foundation historical collection that we have, which would be published materials, things that you would find on the shelf in a research institution or research library, county histories, cemetery transcriptions, things done by researchers and by local genealogical societies.
And then at the Library of Michigan, I would also add the Michigan collection, where we basically try to go out and get any governmental publication or any publication around the state, be it a magazine, book, whatever, you know, is on the topic of the state of Michigan, or by an author of Michigan as well, that we collect here. And then for local public libraries, there are libraries and institutions around the state like the Grand Rapids Library, the Laudit Library in Grand Haven that have tremendous genealogical collections, and some so specified, like in Alpena, if your ancestor was in, you know, the shipping industry in the Great Lakes, their maritime collection in Alpena is just a gold mine of information.
Now, one of the things that I think a lot of people find frustrating is there are a lot of data points, but there might not be a lot of stories about your ancestors. Are there sources for that? I know some during the turn of the last century, there were a lot of people going around doing local history books for counties. Are those helpful at all?
They can be, certainly. Not everyone's story is going to be in those books. Sometimes you have to fill in the gaps when you're doing genealogy. But yeah, in some of those, definitely. Some, there are stories out there. I think what's amazing now are the stories that are being collected, like at the Archives of Michigan. They're starting to collect stories. There are institutions out in different communities of the state that are collecting their people's stories, like at the Herrick Library in Holland. They're collecting Latino stories out there for the migration of Mexican Americans that have been coming to that city for many years.
Are you talking about oral histories?
Yes.
So do families offer family documents to you? Or what would be valuable for state archives?
Well, if we could take a step back for just a second, I think the one thing that it's important for your listeners and for everyone to realize is that every document has its own story, the context to why an ancestor or why someone chose to become a U.S. citizen, why they first settled in a particular area of the state of Michigan. And I think using those kind of primary source documents and published materials, putting them all together, you often wouldn't find one source having all of the answers. And so it's looking at multiple sources at multiple different access points, whether it's at a state institution, whether it's a local public library, kind of putting them all together and kind of synthesizing them together and having a better understanding about a particular family member or a particular family, a particular community, learning that larger narrative, learning that larger story that everyone has to tell.
And I think also, you know, what I would add to that is just that overall theme of history, right? Like getting your personal connection to, you know, the westward migration or, you know, the migration from the south during the Great Migration, adding your story to that overall narrative is just a wonderful experience.
Are either of you genealogists?
Yes.
So tell me a good story about your family.
I think the most recent story for me is finding out that my great-grandmother was an illegitimate daughter of the family that she was working for, and then basically eventually was able to redeem herself later on in life. But nobody had ever known that story until a recent trip to a genealogical collection and finding out that story, and finding out that parts of my family did know parts of that story but never really talked about it.
We've been talking to Tim Gleisner, the Special Collections Manager at the Library of Michigan, and Chris Ripsinski, the Senior Archivist at the Archives of Michigan, and we've been talking about this new wave of interest in genealogy. Thanks very much.
Thank you.